Our local sports coverage now continues with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Listen for all the area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and analysis here on your local sports authority. Sponsored by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Sunflower Credit Union, Ag Partners Cooperative, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Blue Valley Technologies, and by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton. And now, your Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show host, Seth Tollison.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is official. Week number one is in the books for the high school football season here in 2021. Seth Tollison here with you, along with Kurt Kilman in studios. He's busy getting some things ready. We'll have recaps coming up from our area games of the week on our network of stations on the MSC Sports Radio Network. He's also making sure we try to get each and every score here from the listening area, as a full slew of ball games taking place tonight here on this third day of September, as we're just going to get right into it here with the scores we have for you. First up, Hiawatha tonight on the road, and they headed east to Troy tonight to take on the Trojans, and it was the home team, Troy, tonight squeaking away with a win, 12-10. The Redhawks finally punching it into the end zone late in the fourth quarter. The Trojans able to run out the clock, and they hold on to win that one, 12-10. Again, the Trojans shock the Big 7 League Hiawatha Redhawks here tonight to get to 1-0. Speaking of shocking, Nemaha Central had things fairly well wrapped up after trailing most of the game. The Thunder had a 24-22 lead, but Holton, as time expired, they go down the field and kick a 32-yard field goal to win it, 25-24. Big matchup, not only in the Big 7 League, but also in the state of Kansas. Holton knocks off Nemaha Central 25-24. I cannot wait to hear what Justin Fluke has to say about that ball game, as he called that one on the Holton channel here earlier this evening. One other final tonight in our game of the week on 103.9 KNZA. Perry LeCompton, they got off to a strong start tonight as they took care of Jeff West, as it was the Cause 40, the Tigers 6, as Perry LeCompton scored again very quickly in the ball game, and then they jumped out again to expand that lead in the third quarter with a kickoff return for a touchdown. Gunnar Ball took that kickoff to again increase the lead. Jeff West again unable to get much offense going in the first half, and again the final, Perry LeCompton wins it 40-6 here this evening. One other Big 7 League school in action tonight, Sabetha traveled to Chapman to take on the Fighting Irish. Sabetha would climb the way back into this ballgame after trailing 18-7 at half, but they come up on the losing edge, unfortunately, tonight, as it is 24-22. Chapman tonight knocks off the Blue Jays. Also tonight, Marysville originally scheduled to take on Valley Heights, but Valley Heights quarantined, so they were unable to play tonight. So a game rescheduled. It was Beloit taking the spot for Valley Heights tonight, and it was the Trojans from Beloit getting the 24-12 victory over Marysville. Also tonight, Donovan West, they took on Blue Valley, as D West actually the home team tonight. They win it big 54-8. The Mustangs knock off the Rams. They start with a 1-0 record. Also tonight, Valley Falls and Wetmore in action as the Dragons pick up the 34-20 win over the Cardinals. That game heard on 92.1 FM KMZA. We'll get a recap from Brandon Tatman coming up here in just a little bit. Axtell tonight, they run away tonight with a victory over Wheatland Grinnell, as it's the Eagles over the Thunderhawks, 62-16. The Eagles are now 1-0 to start the season. It was Solomon knocking off Lynn tonight, 46-0. Also this evening, St. Joseph Lafayette knocks off Atchison, and again, Atchison's first Again, game under the Phoenix mascot. Unfortunately, unable to get the win tonight. That game heard on 93.7 CARE FM as it was St. Joseph Lafayette 50, the Phoenix 21. One other score from north of the border in Nebraska, Fall City Sacred Heart tonight. No troubles as they defeat Nebraska Lutheran 53-0. Well, stay tuned. We, like I said, we'll have a couple of recaps coming your way here in just a little bit, as we have, again, several games on our network of stations. Again, keep listening. We'll be back with more scores, recaps, and much more on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
You're having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
My name is Amber, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 6 years. Being a nurse and mother of three boys, I appreciate that Dr. Lukert not only believes in a holistic approach to chiropractic health, but that he and his staff are very welcoming and accommodating with my children. I also appreciate that his goal for each patient is wellness care and injury prevention, rather than just treating the symptoms. This is why I am a regular patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, and why I would recommend you be too.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, located on the square in downtown Holton or on Highway 75 next to the 7-Eleven. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And again, thank you for tuning in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tomlinson here with you on this Friday night. Hope you are having a safe trip home from whichever ball game you took in here this evening. We've got coming up, again, recaps tonight from all of our network of games here on the MSC Sports Network. Don't forget MSCSports.net, your official website to get all the latest information on all of our area football programs. It's also got plenty of information as well about cross-country, volleyball, whatever sport it is that you are following. Again, MSCSports.net, your official source for all sports in Kansaland. Well, we've got more scores coming in here this evening as Kurt, again, getting ready to hand me another one here in just a moment. We're going to run down what we have again here in this segment. We've got the Red Hawks tonight at Troy, your final score. We've got the Trojans 12, the Red Hawks 10. And we also have tonight in the Big 7 League, the Wildcats from Holton knock off Nemaha Central 25-24. Perry Lecompton tonight, they knock off Jeff West by a final score of 40-6. Chapman tonight, they defeat the Blue Jays from Sabetha 24-22. Beloit tonight, they filled in the spot for Valley Heights as Marysville was set to take on the Mustangs, but they weren't quarantined, so Beloit instead was the opponent for the Bulldogs, and unfortunately for Marysville, it's Beloit winning 24-12. Other final scores tonight, Donovan West takes care of Blue Valley 54-8. Valley Falls tonight tops Wetmore 34-20. The Eagles from Axtell win big tonight, 62-16. They knock off the Thunderhawks from Wheatland Grinnell. Solomon tonight over Lynn 46-0. St. Joseph Lafayette, the Fighting Irish, defeat the Atchison Phoenix 50-21. And Falls City Sacred Heart tonight over Nebraska Lutheran 53-0. One other final score tonight, Raymond Central knocks off the Falls City Tigers 42-16. We're going to take another quick break. Stay tuned. We're going to come back. We'll have more scores. Also, we're getting recaps coming in. We need just a couple of more, and we'll have all from our network of, again, games here on the MSC Sports Network. And again, we're working on more scores. If you have one you'd like to pass along, feel free to give us a call at 1-888-907-2346.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kurtz professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kurtz Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. That means we have a lot of experience in delivering hometown banking to the people and businesses in this area. If you are with us now, or if you're seeking something new, we want to be your bank of choice.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, a pleasant good Friday evening to everyone out there in Kansas Land as the Community National Bank High School School Board Show continues here on this Friday evening. Have one new score coming in right now. We've got a final from the Big 7 League as this is another tight one in that league. It's Royal Valley tonight. They hold on and win 16-13 over the Cyclones at home. The Panthers start the season at 1-0 against Royal Valley. Struggling a lot with quarantine issues last season, so a good way for the Panthers to get started here in 2021. A couple of other Big 7 League matchups tonight. Again, a close one as well. Holton tonight stuns Nemaha Central again for the second year in a row as the Wildcats again knock off the Thunder by a final of 25-24, and they did so off of a 32-yard field goal off of the foot of Matthew Lears from Holton as he punches it through the uprights to get the victory for Holton as they start the season again at 1-0. Perry LeCompton tonight, they look to continue against some dominance in the Big 7 League tonight, and they started off on the right foot as well here this evening as they took care of Jeff West at home 40-6 after leading 20-0 at halftime. Perry LeCompton again all over the Tigers. Couple of other teams in action in the Big 7 League. The Blue Jays were at Chapman to take on the Fighting Irish, and unfortunately for the Blue Jays, they come up 2 points short. The Irish had an 18-7 lead at the half, and they would go on to win it 24-22. Not much offense tonight in Troy this evening, as it was the Trojans hosting the Red Hawks from Hiawatha, as Troy gets a 2-point victory over the Red Hawks. 12-10 is your final score, as the Trojans, again, kind of an upset there. The Trojans, again, playing in the, again, league, and Red Hawks, again, from the Big 7 League. Troy with that 12-10 victory here this evening. Other final scores we've got coming in here tonight. Donovan West knocks off Blue Valley 54-8. It is Valley Falls tonight over Wetmore by a score of 34-20. Axtell tonight, again from the TVL, over Wheatland Grinnell 62-16. And it is Solomon over Lynn 46-10. The Phoenix from Atchison tonight, they played host to St. Joseph Lafayette. And it is the Fighting Irish getting the victory there, 50-21. A couple of scores then from Nebraska tonight. Fall City Sacred Heart defeats Nebraska Lutheran 53-0. And it is Raymond Central knocking off the Tigers from Fall City by a final of 42-16. I owe you another quick commercial timeout. We're going to take it right now. We're going to come back then here in just a minute. And we will again have some recaps for you in our next segment. Also coming up, stay tuned as we need to again, give out a game ball tonight, Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness. We've got game ball nominees. I've got a few on my list. If you had a football player here this evening that had an outstanding night, feel free to give us a call and nominate him at 1-888-90-RADIO. That's 1-888-907-2346, as we would like to get them mentioned in the program here tonight, and we will pick, again, our game ball winner here later tonight, sponsored by Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness. Again, stay tuned. We're coming back with more up after this on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
My name is Pam, and I first saw Dr. Lucre in 2008 for extreme low back pain. A series of adjustments had me feeling much better, so I stopped my visits. A year later, I found myself with extreme back pain again. I realized if I want to stay well, I need regular chiropractic care to be part of my wellness plan. With regular adjustments and exercise, I now move with ease and have no back pain. What I like best about Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness, however, is that Dr. Lucre and his staff truly care about me and my overall health.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with the Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
And we're back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. I've got Kurt Kilman here in studio, busy getting our recaps ready to go. He's also trying to find each and every score here on our list. We're still looking for a few scores out of the Northeast Kansas League, also a couple of Twin Valley League schools in action. I know Rossville tonight hosting Centralia. Rossville was up big in that one, but not yet a final score. Also tonight, Pleasant Ridge and Jefferson County North in action in the Northeast Kansas League. Clifton, Clyde, and Onega also meeting up here tonight looking for those finals as well. Also from the NEKL, Oskaloosa is at Jackson Heights, Mar Hill in a non-league game. Mar Hill actually and McLouth were set to play, but McLouth also in quarantine. They were unable to play here tonight as well, so Mar Hill actually was going to host Council Grove. One other score tonight, Horton tonight hosting ACCHS, and we do not have that score reported as well. So if you've got any of those games that I just mentioned, if you've got the finals for them, again, 1-888-907-2346. Kurt would gladly take your call and get that score from you here this evening for the Scoreboard Show. Well, we do have some recaps. I've been mentioning those. We're going to do those now as we're going to start out here this evening with our game on our sister station out of Atchison, as it is the Phoenix from Atchison in their first game, again with their new mascot, taking on St. Joseph Lafayette. Here is Tom Counts with that recap.
Quarterback Jaron Sanders threw for 6 touchdowns and ran for 1 more as St. Joe Lafayette came to Atchison, Kansas and bumped off the Phoenix 50-21. Atchison got out in front early. They turned over the opening kickoff, scored on a 3-yard run by Jesse Greenlee, went up 7-0. Then the score went back and forth until at the end of the quarter. It was 21-18 Phoenix. After that, all Lafayette. Not only did Sanders throw those touchdown passes, but Kingston Oliver caught 5 of them. And Lafayette goes to 2-0 on the season. Atchison begins the year at 0-1. So again, from Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, final score, St. Joe Lafayette 50, the Atchison Phoenix 21. Tom Counts reporting, MSC Sports.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. A couple of other finals from Nebraska. We've got Nebraska Lutheran tonight. They were taking on Falls City Sacred Heart as the Irish dominate tonight 53-0. Also, the Tigers from Falls City, they were at Raymond Central tonight. Raymond Central got that win 42-0. Let's get a recap tonight from our game of the week on 92.1 FM KMZA here this evening, as it was Brandon Tadman. He was there for Valley Falls and Wetmore.
It was Valley Falls getting the victory at Wetmore in week one in 8-man action, as you heard on 92.1 KMZA. 34-20, the final score. A big rushing day for Zach Evans and Samuel Drinkard. Opening drives for both teams ended in touchdowns. It was 6-6, and then after that, defenses stood strong, but Sam Drinkard, a late first-half touchdown, gave Valley Falls a 14-6 lead at the break, and then both teams exchanging a turnover on downs and interception, respectively, followed by a punt, and then it was Valley Falls' Zach Evans who blew the game open in the third quarter with a 73-yard touchdown run, making it 20-6. Wetmore came back, got a 2-yard touchdown run, cut it to 20-14, but then it was Sam Drinkard again, 27 yards to the house, 28-14 at that point. Wetmore made it a little bit interesting down the stretch, but once again, another touchdown late for Drinkard, 34-20, the final score, as both teams had their moments, but it was Valley Falls under first-year head coach Wyatt Hofstra getting the first win of his tenure. So you look at Valley Falls, they will have a home game against Lost Springs next week. Wetmore back here at home against Frankfort next Friday night. So that's it for the Wetmore and Valley Falls update. 34-20 the final. Dragons get the win. I'm Brandon Tadman for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, sir. Let's go to 103.9 FM, KNZA this evening, as it was Perry LeCompton and Jeff West. They got the first Big 7 League matchup on 103.9 FM in, and here is Johnny Kane.
The Perry LeCompton Cause and Jeff West Tigers opened the 2021 football season tonight in Perry, and it was all the Cause from the start. Perry led 20-0 at halftime and cruised to a 40-6 victory to start the season off 1-0. Perry LeCompton just got off to a great start, led 20-0 at the half, got a 12-yard touchdown pass from Gunnar Ball to Kale Gorski, a 9-yard pass from Ball to Ty Williams, and a 30-yard run by Gunnar Ball for the 20-6 score, for 20-0 score. Also forced 2 interceptions by Jeff West to lead 20-0 at the break. Gunnar Ball then had an 85-yard kick return for a score to start the third quarter. Jeff West got their lone score right after that on a run by Caden Stone. That was their only score of the night. Perry LeCompton would have 2 more touchdowns before it was all said and done. A 2-yard run by Riken Rush and a 10-yard run by Jesse Herman for the 40-6 score. Rykin Rush was outstanding for Perry LeCompton. 22 carries, 189 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Gunner Ball right behind him, 7 carries, 69 yards and a score. Ball also threw for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. He accounted for 4 total touchdowns, 2 through the air, 1 on the ground, and a kick return for a score for the Perry LeCompton Cons, who again start the year off 1-0. Jeff West, meanwhile, had their lone touchdown on a run by Caden Stone. Stone was really the only offense for the Tigers tonight, 18 carries, 91 yards, and that one touchdown. Stone's also threw for 91 yards in the air, but he did have a couple of interceptions. Cole Gilbert, 4 catches, 46 yards. Austin Anderson had 3 for 26 for Jeff West as they start the season off 0-1. Jeff West will be at Clay Center next week. Perry LeCompton travels to Hiawatha. But again, from Perry LeCompton earlier this evening, it was the Cons who start their road back to the state championship game off 1-0 here in 2021, a 40-6 victory over Jeff West. And reporting for the MS Esports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. We need to get to our last break here of the Scoreboard Show. We're going to take that. Stay tuned. We will come back. We will have more coming up after this here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
At the end of a long, hard week, it's not about what you have or even what you've accomplished. It's about who you have lifted up, supported, and made better. It's about what you've given back. Hi, this is Carly from BNP Propane in Holton. We at BNP Propane want to encourage you on Friday nights to enjoy a meal out at a local restaurant, shop at the locally owned businesses, cheer on the student athletes from the stands, or visit the front porch of a neighbor. Seek to share a little of yourself and touch the lives of others. In this world, we were never meant to do life alone behind a screen.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president in the NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back. Our final segment here on week number one of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tollison here with you. Again, Kurt Kilman busy getting our final recaps in here tonight as we're going to hear from Justin Fluke as he saw that thriller between Nemaha Central and Holton. We will also get one in from Logan Bitterman from the Sabetha Channel as it was Sabetha and Chapman tonight. We'll bring a recap from that one as well. Also stay tuned. Coming up, our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. So far, 4 on the list. We'll pick one of those unless we get some more nominations here yet this evening, as we also look for just a few more scores. So we're going to get to those here in just a minute. So if you've got a score we're looking for, again, I'm still looking for Oskaloosa, Jackson Heights, Marhill, Council Grove, also ACCHS and Horton. Also still looking for Pleasant Ridge and Jefferson County North. If you were at any of those games, feel free to give us a call at 1-888-907-2346. You know, it's not too late if you haven't picked one up yet. I bet out there in Kansland you can find the 24th edition of the Pigskin Preview for 2021. I have been using it very regularly this week, trying to get ready for the show. So it's full of information from all of our area teams, from the Big 7 League, the NEKL, also from the Twin Valley League. It's got some other information as well, Atchison, some other schools, again, from the Atchison, Kansas City League. It's also got some college teams in there as well. So if you would like to pick up yours, again, head to mscsports.net for a list of, again, of locations of where that Pigskin Preview magazine is. Head to that location and pick it up for free. Well, let's get to that first recap I mentioned. It is Logan Bitterman tonight, as it was Sabetha and Chapman. Here's Logan with a recap from that game.
The first game of the high school football season for the Blue Jays would be on the road as they would go to Chapman, Kansas, to take on the Irish. Both teams last season played a tremendous game, but 34-29 this season, Sabetha would look for some revenge as Chapman would look to make it two straight years with wins over the Blue Jays. Sabetha would start out with the ball, but after going three and out, Chapman, on the third play of their first drive, would get a touchdown from Eli Regal, the running back, from 47 yards out. He would scamper away from the defense. The two-point conversion attempt would not be good, and Chapman would lead 6-0 after another Sabetha miscue with a pick for the defense for Chapman. Eli Regal would scamper away for a 20-yard touchdown run. The two-point attempt would no longer be good on that possession, as well as it would be 12-0 at that point. Sabetha would then turn around and make it 12-7 on a touchdown run by Jake Beyer from 67 yards out for the Blue Jays, and he would make it 12-7 with the extra point being good by Papine. However, Chapman would get a 44-yard touchdown run by, once again, Eli Regal. He would take it to the house and make it 18-7 with a two-point attempt no good as well on that one. At the end of the first half, it would be 18-7 Chapman, but Sabetha would make it a game in the second half as Matt Garber would get a 1-yard touchdown run and make it 18-15. Chapman would not be able to do anything with it, and Sabetha would go down the field, and with an 8-yard touchdown run, Jake Beyer gets his second touchdown on the night and on the season so far, and make it 22-18. Blue Jays would take the 4-point lead. But however, with just a minute remaining, the Irish of Chapman would get a 10-yard touchdown run by quarterback Nick Anderson, which would give the Irish the win by a final score of 24-22 here in this one. The Irish were led it on the ground by Eli Regal, the running back. He had 3 touchdowns carrying the ball with 202 yards rushing for Chapman here in this one. Trevor Mead had 54 yards, and Tate Milton also chipped in 46 as well in the win. The Sabetha Blue Jays, however, they were led on the ground by running back Jake Beyer. He had 2 touchdowns on the night and 95 total yards. Matthew Garber had 8 yards on the night and 1 touchdown as well. So Chapman will get the win 24-22, and they'll start out 1-0. Sabetha will drop to 0-1. The Blue Jays will be in Wathena next Friday night for their first Big 7 League matchup with the Cyclones of Riverside. That will be on the Sabetha channel once again next Friday evening in Riverside. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, thank you very much, Logan, as again, it was Sabetha in a heartbreaker tonight, losing to Chapman by 2. Been plugging it here so far this evening about the exciting game between Nemaha Central and Holton, and Justin Fluke has the recap in here tonight. That is the Wildcats and the Thunder. Way to start the 2021 season off with a good one. Here's Justin Fluke with that recap.
Another last-second field goal for a win and a Week 1 thriller between Big 7 foes Nemaha Central and Holton on Friday night. In the end, the Wildcats get a 32-yard field goal as time expired to win it 25-24. Not only 1 point on the scoreboard, but 1 yardage different on the stat sheet as Holton had 273 yards and Nemaha Central had 272. The Wildcats led 7-0 and 14-7 before Nemaha tied it both times. And then Holton led 22-14 on a touchdown midway through the third quarter, adding a two-point conversion run. Nemaha Central would pull within one on a 1-yard touchdown run by Zach Kramer, touchdown of the game. And then the Thunder took their first lead of the night on a 20-yard field goal by Zach Kramer. That after Holton had held on 3 downs inside their own 3-yard line. But the field goal by Kramer put Nemaus Central ahead 24-22 with 3 minutes and 50 seconds remaining. That's when Holton put together a game-winning drive, converting on a 4th and 4 and also on a 4th and 10 before getting the 32-yard field goal by Matt Lears to walk off with a victory. Holton was led by Jace Bonswell with 64 yards rushing. Jaden Fletcher had 61, and Matt Lears added 59. Charlie Gilliland had 2 catches for 36 yards, including a touchdown for the Wildcats that led 14-7 at the halftime break. For Nemaha Central, they were balanced with 152 rushing yards, 120 through the air. Zach Kramer had 76 yards rushing. Sam McWilliams added 72 yards rushing and a touchdown, while Kramer was 8 of 12 through the air. His top target, Alex Hermish, 3 catches for 54 yards for Nemaha Central, who's 0-1 and will host Royal Valley next week. Going to still be a top team in Class 2A, while Holton, 1-0, will have another home game against Chapman next week. Wildcats shaping up for a fantastic season. Again, the final 25-24 is Holton, a game-winning 2-minute drive and a walk-off field goal as time expired for the victory. I'm Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Justin, again, for that recap. As again, that will do it for those. So here for one final time, let's run down all of the scores we have tonight. And my score sheet has officially been filled out here for week number one. So thank you to everyone who has reported scores here tonight. We're just going to run down the list. Tonight it is Troy. The Trojans knock off the Redhawks from Hiawatha 12-10. It is Royal Valley in a close game knocking off Riverside 16-13. We just heard again the Wildcats from Holton take care of Nemaha Central on that field goal to end at 25-24. Parrot-LeCompton, no trouble with Jeff West tonight at home. 40-6 is the final. It's a 2-point win for Chapman as they defeat Sabetha tonight at home 24-22. Marysville tonight, they took on Beloit as it was the Trojans 24, Marysville 12. Jackson Heights, the Cobras all over the Bears from Oskaloosa tonight, 45-6. It is the Ravens. McMahon Hill wins over Council Grove, 22-14. ACCHS tonight on the road, they defeat Horton, 45-7, your final score there. It is Centralia tonight at Rossville, and the Dogs win that one, 38-0 over the Panthers. A 2-point win for Pleasant Ridge tonight, 24-22. They defeat JCN. Clifton Clyde all over Onega tonight, 46-0. Frankfort tonight takes care of Washington County with a final score of 52-26. Shutout win for the Wildcats from Hanover tonight. They defeat Pike Valley, 44-0. Donovan West knocks off Blue Valley on the road, 54-8. It's a 14-point win for Valley Falls tonight. They defeat Wetmore, 24-20. Axel all over Wheatland Grinnell, 62-16. It is Solomon knocking off Lynn, 46-0. Atchison, the Phoenix tonight, they host St. Joseph Lafayette. It's the Fighting Irish, 50. Atchison, 21. In Nebraska tonight, the Irish from Falls City Sacred Heart take care of Nebraska Lutheran, 53-0, and the Tigers from Falls City fall to Raymond Central by a score of 42-16.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go! Come on! Come on!
At Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's game ball presentation.
All right, let's get to it. I've got several nominations. We're going to start off. This one called in. Thank you very much for the nomination. Bryson Lee from ACCHS. An overall good game here tonight, as that one was called in by one of our listeners here this evening. Also called in Trenton Kraxner of Valley Falls. Had 2 sacks and 3 more tackles as well in Valley Falls. Again, game here tonight. Also tonight, we've got on the list Gunner Ball of Parrot-LeCompton, as he had 7 rushes for 69 yards. He had 7 of 9 yards for, again, 7 of 9 passing for 80 yards, including 2 touchdown passes. Sam Drickward of Valley Falls had 12 carries, 123 yards, also had 5 receptions for 39 yards, and that included 3 touchdowns as well. And we've got to put Matthew Lears from Holton on there as well, who had that game-winning field goal. But I believe we're going to have to give the ball to Gunner Ball of Parrot-LeCompton. 7 rushes for 69 yards. He also had 80 yards again in the air with 2 touchdowns, and he also scored on special teams. Gunnar Ball had himself a day. Perry LeCompton would go on to defeat Jeff West. Well, taking a look again at what's coming up, don't forget tomorrow we've got coverage of some college football as K-State will take on Stanford. Pregame show here on Kansaland Radio, 9 o'clock tomorrow. Also on KARE 93.7 FM, we've got Benedictine and taking on Grandview. That game on 93.7 will be at 1 o'clock. Of course, don't miss our area locker room chats on both stations on 92.1 FM KMZA. On Thursday, we've got, Wednesday and Thursday, locker room chats, and again on KNZA 103.9 FM, locker room chats as well. Don't miss those. That's going to wrap up week number one of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Again, come back next week, and we'll have week number two as, again, several teams finish off the night with that 1-0 start and some great games here in Northeast Kansas. And we'll, again, get to it again next week. Have a great night, everybody.